We're here at Teach Meet tonight to present about special needs and how that affects mainstream education. We are talking a little bit about behaviour in relation to special needs and education. And do you know, can we start this again? Because I've just got back to
front.
Okay. So, let me just order my thoughts. Sorry. Okay, so we heard about Teach Meet through Twitter. We're building a presence on Twitter, and Teach Meet seems to offer a really good insight to what's going on. We've been attending now for a couple of sessions, and we wanted to give a presentation about our specialist field, which is SEN, and we wanted to talk about behaviour and special needs in the mainstream setting and how skills and practices from special needs can influence mainstream practice to improve outcomes for all.
How do you mean it can influence, in what way?
Right, well, in special needs teaching, we tend to do something called structured teaching, which is a way of organising the classroom and organising it to clearly identify what is going on, where things live or what people should be paying attention to. And you do things in set orders and regular ways so people can become familiar and know what's expected of them. And it's to do with knowing the expectations. So if a young person knows that they should be looking at the board at this point in the lesson, or they should be listening at this point, and they should be doing something with that information at another point, and you stick to that formula, you've got a good basis and good foundation for those pupils to learn and make progress, as opposed to lots of change, not knowing which bit they should be listening to. I mean, for the kids that were the talkers at the back who do not, click into what's going on, a simple symbol, maybe with a picture of an ear on it, could be held up. And, you know, by the time they've clocked that and they've realised that that's what they should be doing, you've got their attention, you've got them focused, you've got them actually knowing what they should be doing, as opposed to talking to their friend about, I don't know, EastEnders last night or whatever it might have been. So it's simple things like that, which some of in the best practice in mainstream settings are happening, those sorts of things, but our emphasis is different. I know we're coming from a very special needs-based point of view, which really draws out the skills and thinks about how we can get the kids engaged and get them involved in what we're doing. So that applied in a mainstream setting is really helpful, I suppose.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.